of the property. Also another view of the property. These are the...
These are the pictures we have in our packet. We have these pictures in our packet.
Yes, they should be in your packet.
If you could summarize, because we're sort of pressed for time.
Okay, yeah, they are the shade structures and greenhouses that are on the parcel. So variances are requested to deviate from the current zoning requirements. If granted, it permits the owner to use the land in a manner not otherwise permitted by the zoning ordinance. And granting a variance is not a change in the zoning law. Instead, it is a specific waiver of requirements of the zoning ordinance. Property. There are four findings that must be met, and this one, not a unique circumstance. The applicant lacks evidence supporting the existence and unique conditions of the or circumstances specific to this property. Splitting of the property due to the partners wanting to run their existing businesses separately does not demonstrate a unique, exceptional, or extraordinary physical circumstance of the property. The property's conditions do not differ significantly from neighbors' properties, failing to demonstrate special circumstances necessary for a variance. Breaking the zoning ordinance for this finding would not be recommended. Finding two, not deprived of property rights enjoyed by others. There is insufficient evidence indicating that the variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the applicant. This parcel is zoned agricultural exclusive, and there is no physical feature pertaining to the land that would deprive the owner of using the land for any by right uses given for the AE district in this zone district. The applicant does not demonstrate any direct impact on the preservation of the applicant's substantial property rights. Breaking the zoning orders for this finding would not be recommended. Adverse effects on the surrounding area and the surrounding neighborhood. This variance will not yield any adverse impacts on the surrounding area. Environmental review was completed and found that just splitting the parcel will not impact the area. Notices were sent out with no responses. Contrary to the general plan, so found that granting the variance as proposed would be contrary to the objectives outlined in the county's general plan, which are general plan policies LUA, which is to demonstrate to promote long-term productive ag lands, and also states that substandard parcels are less viable ag lands. LUA.6 and LUA.7, contrary to county shall maintain 20-acre minimums in the agricultural zone districts because substandard parcels are less viable, and splitting of parcels may increase population densities that may increase potential for conflict with normal agricultural practices on adjacent properties. And LUA.12, the county shall seek to protect agricultural activities by considering all variables before making a decision. So as you can see here on the findings, 1, 2, and 4 cannot be made. We were able to make the findings for 3, and that concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions? Okay, would the applicant come forward?
Good morning, commissioners and planning members. My name is Mike Hamsey. I'm with Harbison International Inc., civil engineering, planning, and development company. Been in business for 4 years at 2755 East Shaw Avenue, Fresno, California. The variance that we submitted, it's not for the sale of the property to somebody else. The finding that the county staff had reviewed, they are absent the actual reason for the dividing of this property. This property has been used for a long time as a nursery and as a farmland. And my client, who owns the property, he's a farmer, and he has a partner that is using that portion of the property as a nursery. So the partners want to split. They're going to keep the use. So the variance of the finding for circumstances, first variance, is they want to split their business. They will keep operating the nursery as a nursery, and they keep farming. They own the property to the north also as almond trees, and they keep doing the same thing. So the reason that we're asking for that variance, the first finding, is for the allowing to the business to be split, one to stay and operate by the owner of the nursery and the other one to stay in farming. So the second finding is the severe impact of the neighborhood. There is a less than half a mile away from here, they were allowed to use the same zoning for a gas station. And that was a set precedence before for this neighborhood. The third finding, it doesn't cause any severe impact to the neighborhoods because we're going to keep using the same property as it is. And the last one, it's still in the agricultural use. We're still using it for agricultural use, and we'll continue to use it as agricultural use. So I recommend that you guys approve this project, and whatever requirement for a parcel map or for setbacks or for inspections for the septic system, we will meet that requirement, and we submit whatever is required to meet the county conditions. If you have any questions, I'll be very happy to answer it, and the owner is already here. He would like to speak on behalf of this project, too.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Mr. Hamsey? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have a next speaker in support, if there's anyone that would like to come forward.
Yeah, when we bought this property, there was nothing going on. It went through bankruptcy. Oh, I'm sorry. James Maxey, 2736 West Sierra Avenue, Fresno, California. There was no agricultural use. It had gone through bankruptcy. They had taken part of the land with the freeway and the expansion. There was always the greenhouses there. We took the other piece of land and turned it back into agricultural use by planting almond trees on that piece of property. And our main thing is to both of us to have be able to operate one piece as a nursery. We've had trouble finding people to lease that piece of property and become viable businesses. We want it to become a viable horticultural operation, and the other one, we've turned it into a viable farming operation. And I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. Well, Mr. Maxey, I understand what you're trying to do. The problem I have is findings 1 and 2, in addition to finding 4, but more with something unique or extraordinary circumstances, substantial property right, more than just financial advantage or situation that you're facing?
We did lease the nursery, and we had trouble getting our production credit because of the growing going on in the nursery. We don't want to get back into that circumstance, but we were denied by farm credit. Our production credit money for the almonds because of that. So I don't know if that it was something that we lost there, but that's one thing. And I don't know if it's exceptional, but the land is going to be used for exactly what it's. I mean, we've turned it more into agricultural use. It was not. There's a lot of land out there that's just sitting and not in crops. We turned the one piece back into and production agriculture, and we've been trying to get people that lease it from us to turn the other into a horticulture operation, but we've been unsuccessful, so we decided it'd be best for us to go forward with two different operations.
I think I think we can appreciate that its use, your plan is to continue to use it for agriculture. I think we can appreciate that. I think the hard thing that we see is when we split it, then in the future, when you're gone and it gets sold again, then there's a possibility of more density there in development. Because once we split it, then by right, you can have two homes on each lot. So that's where it becomes contrary to the general plan objectives if we split it, because then it just by right allows more density in the future. So I think we can appreciate that you've put it back into use and that your intention is agriculture. The problem that I think we have is if we're looking at these findings and have to find these findings, it isn't. It is contrary to the objectives of the general plan. And so I think that's the finding that I'm having trouble with.
Any other questions? Do you have anything else at this time, Mr. Maxey?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else here to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion. Motions are on page 10 of your staff report. Commissioner Carver, did you want to make a motion?
I'll move to determine that the required findings 1, 2, and 4 cannot be made as stipulated in the staff report and move to deny variance application number 4153 and direct the secretary to prepare a resolution documenting the commission's action.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion by Commissioner Carver and a second by Commissioner Quist to approve staff's recommendation, to support staff's recommendation of denial. So let's do a roll call vote since we only have 5 members here.
Commissioner Carver?
Yes.
Commissioner Quist?
Yes.
Commissioner Rabian is absent. Commissioner Chatha is absent. Commissioner Wolf is absent. Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Vice Chair Hill?
Yes.
Chairman Abrahamian?
Yes. This item is final unless appealed to the Board of Supervisors within 15 days. Or check with staff on the timing. Is that correct? Okay, next item.
Regular agenda item number 4, unclassified conditional use permit application number 3775 filed by H2B2 USA LLC proposing to amend the unclassified conditional use permit numbers 3691 and 3760 to allow the installation and operation of 2 hydrogen fuel dispensers in conjunction with an approved hydrogen production facility on an approximately 1.25 acre portion of a 324.66 acre parcel in the AE20 zone district. The project site is located on the south side of State Route 180, West Whitesbridge Avenue, approximately 1.5 miles west of the nearest city of its nearest intersection with South James Road and approximately 7.4 miles east of the nearest city limits of the city of Mendota.
Jeremy, before you get started, as I mentioned before, we have a time consideration, so we have the report. Staff is recommending approval. Can you just summarize what you need to say?
Understood. Yes, this application, good morning, Chairman, Commissioners, Jeremy Shaw, Public Works and Planning. This application proposes to amend an existing conditional use permit, which entails a hydrogen production facility. And what they want to do is add 2 hydrogen fuel dispensers to the facility to supply hydrogen fuel to hydrogen-powered vehicles. And that's the full extent of the conditional use permit, as I understand it. This would be amending 2 previously approved conditional use permits as described in the staff report, CUP 3760 and CUP 3691. In this case, staff is able to recommend all of the 5 required findings and therefore recommends approval of conditional use permit 3775.
Well, summarized it pretty good.
Thank you.
But I mean, just I don't want to, cut anyone short. Though, are there any questions? You did the evaluation of environmental impacts that addressed a lot of any of the issues. Were there any letters or calls regarding this?
no letters or calls received in support or opposition.
Okay. Any other questions of staff? Thank you very much, Jeremy. Speaker in support, Mr. Pushel.
Members of the Planning Commission, Dirk Pushel, I'm here on behalf of the applicant who operates the only operational green hydrogen facility, production facility in the United States. We're taking bovine waste from the Shahadi dairy immediately adjacent, making hydrogen. And this particular application asks for two dispensers. We have contracts with municipalities who have bought hydrogen-fueled vehicles, and this will be a prototypical operation where they'll come in, fuel their hydrogen vehicles, and then leave. We thank the staff for the recommendation. I don't have anything else to add unless you have questions for me.
Just a comment or a question with regards to safety. I mean, I don't have any questions, but I've been asked in the past about these facilities. And is there anything you can address regarding safety?
Yes, they have a special section in the building code and fire code, and we've had a specialist that specializes in hydrogen fire suppression and mitigation. And all of those conditions have been imposed on the previous projects and will be applicable to these two dispensers.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Thank you, Mr. Pushel.
Thank you so much.
Anyone else to speak in support of this application?
Good morning, Commission. Julian Ramos, Fresno County, EDC 1060 Fulton. I will be brief. I understand the time constraints. We're just here in support of the amendment. H2B2, if approved, this amendment will allow them to accelerate fueling for hydrogen fleets that will soon come online in the city of Fresno, but as well as the rural communities that are often overlooked, where they are located. It'll accelerate the offtake of green hydrogen use in the Central Valley, which for an area that struggles with persistently poor air quality, can't come soon enough. It's both timely and opportune. I was here before you not too long ago, but since then, about a little over $1 billion was announced for California to build out our hydrogen ecosystem. And again, we're excited that H2B2 has planted their flag in our county. We're getting a lot of attention now, and a lot of light is being shined in the region because of that. So for those reasons, we support the approval. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you very much. Anyone else to speak in support? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Could we get the lights, please? Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public portion of this hearing, bring it back to the commission for a discussion and a motion. Motions are on page 10.
I'll move the recommended motion by staff.
Okay, that would be approved. Commissioner Quist, you made the second?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion by Commissioner Zante and second by Commissioner Quist to support the recommended motion or to make a motion in agreement with staff's recommendation that the findings can be made. So all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0. It's final unless appealed. Yes. Just a couple minute break. Yes.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Okay, thank you everyone for the brief break. We'll go to item number 5. And Jeremy, there's probably more you need to say about this one because staff is not recommending approval. But
I'll try to be as brief as possible.
Please, thank you. Read it in, please.
Regular agenda item number 5, variance application number 4136, filed by Nick Vaughn and Bliavu. Proposing to allow the reduction of the minimum parcel size requirement in the AE20 zone district to allow the creation of a 2.24-acre parcel, a 2.79-acre parcel, a 13.53-acre parcel, and a 1-acre parcel and the 2.39-acre parcel from the existing 21.95-acre parcel and to waive the required 165-foot wide road frontage requirements but the 2.39 size. The subject parcel is located on the north side of McKinley Avenue, approximately 2.25 miles from the city of Fresno.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. Again, Jeremy Shaw, Public Works and Planning. I'll just cut right to the chase here. So what the applicant's proposing is to take the existing parcel in its current configuration, which consists of about 21.95 acres and two assessor's parcel numbers for the record. And there is a 1 acre assessor's parcel identified as proposed lot number four there that is under a separate ownership interest than the balance of the property. So just understand that situation going into this. If the variance is approved, the applicants will be required to complete a mapping procedure, and the property would presumably be divided into this configuration that you see up on this slide, with the inclusion of a 60-foot wide access easement to provide access to three of the parcels. As you know, there are four findings which must be made in order to approve a variance. Finding one, that there are exceptional or extraordinary circumstances applicable to the subject property. In this case, staff was unable to identify any apparent unique physical circumstances or attributes related to the property. Finding two, that the granting of the variance is necessary for the preservation of a substantial property right. In this case, the owner enjoys the same property rights as other owners in the vicinity under the same zoning. Finding three, that the proposed subdivision would not create any adverse impacts on surrounding properties. The staff was able to make this finding as staff believes that there would not be any immediate impacts to neighboring properties as a result of this one variance. Finding four, that the proposed variance is consistent with the general plan's goals and policies. In summary, staff cannot recommend making finding one as the variance is not in response to the property's unique features. Rather, it is based on the applicant's personal situation. With regard to finding two, staff cannot recommend making finding two as the owner's substantial property right to develop the property for its intended use is not inhibited by the strict application of the applicable development standards of the zone district. And with regard to finding four, the proposed subdivision is not consistent with the objectives and policies of the general plan land use element, which seeks to protect agriculture from the encroachment of non-agricultural uses. Therefore, staff recommends that the Planning Commission deny variance application 4136. Thank you.
Jeremy, just a couple of questions just to clarify. Yeah. This is a 21.95 acre parcel, but there's 1 acre included in that. Is that correct?
There is only one legal parcel. There is a tax area that is identified as a 1 acre parcel, if you will, that is part of the same parcel. It's all one parcel, but it is under separate ownership interest and the balance of the property.
Okay, so how is that possible? You say separate ownership interest,
right,
on the 1 acre parcel.
Yep.
So if we didn't do anything,
that situation would still exist.
That there's a 1 acre parcel in this 21 acres?
There's not a 1 acre, not a legal 1 acre parcel, not recognized as according to the Subdivision Map Act.
Well, what did the Board of Supervisors approve years ago?
There was a variance approved in about 1984 to create the 1 acre parcel and access to that 1 acre parcel from McKinley Avenue. The mapping procedure was never perfected, therefore the parcel was never created properly. In subsequent years, the property changed hands, and so through no fault of the current owners, we have the situation where we have the 1 acre tax area included within that 21.95 acres.
Could that have been an oversight?
I can't speak to that. It was a long time ago. Ownership has changed hands probably a couple of times since then.
I mean, if it were a gift deed back in 1984, that was legal, was it not?
I don't know much about gift deeds. I imagine that there would be some mechanism by which that could have been possible to legalize the parcel through another process, maybe a certificate of compliance, something like that. But that was not done. Hmm.
Mr. Chairman, if I might add, it was done by a deed, not a gift deed.
It was what?
It was done by a deed by itself, not a gift deed.
And the Board of Supervisors approved it at that time?
The variance was approved. The problem was they just didn't follow through on it.
Didn't follow through.
It has expired, and as we advised the applicants, had they come back for just the one parcel, we could have found a unique circumstances to recommend approval. Okay. But in this case, they're asking to further divide the property.
Okay.
And that's where we run into a problem.
After we hear the testimony, if we choose to go back to allow the one parcel, is that possible?
And that's a possible, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Staff could recommend that.
All right. Any other questions of staff at this time? Thank you, Jeremy. Speaker in support of the applicant or the applicant's representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Joe Guagliardo, G-U-A-G-L-I-A-R-D-O, 5414 East Pitt, Fresno, California. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I know we are really pushed for time, and I'll try to...
Well, we have time to hear what you have to say.
Perfect, thank you. I would like to take a step back from my plan presentation. Mr. Abrahamian, if you look at the history of this application and you look at the detailed information in our submitting documents, this application's from the pre-application point to today has been about 3 years. We spent about a year in discussions with county staff regarding whether or not that parcel was legally created or not. We submitted documentation that we felt at the time was appropriate and did show that it was created by a gift deed. The county has determined otherwise. That's why we're here today with the application you see before you. I'm here today representing the applicants and their family who are here in attendance. As Jeremy discussed, the project is approximately 21 acres in size. Charlie, if you could go to, in the interest of time, if you could go to Exhibit 2, please. This is an aerial photograph of the surrounding area. And you will note in red represent all the properties in the area that are less than 20 acres in size in this exclusive AE20 zone district. There are approximately a total of 43 parcels. Four of those parcels are 20 acres. The remainder are less than 20 acres. Is this the pointer?
Yeah, I have to do it here.
Can you show the eucalyptus grove? So the front of the property is... Thank you. I apologize. It's been a while since I've been up here. So this is the property. This is the one-acre piece that Mr. Abrahamian was referring to. The front of the property is a eucalyptus grove. This portion of the property is at current agricultural production. This is an existing home and home site back here in the back of the property.
Could you show us that one-acre parcel again?
It's the one highlighted in green.
Green, okay, I see it.
That one. And these are, we beg your indulgence, these are obviously approximations of lines shown on assessor parcel maps and such. I'd like to address one part of the staff report before I go into discussing the individual findings necessary for the application. Staff refers to the point that the City of Fresno has stated that the proposed application is inconsistent with their proposed plan and they could not support it. I would note for the record that this area was originally part of what the City of Fresno called SEGA, the Southeast Growth Area, that was put forth in about 2005 and never went forward. It is currently within the environmental area of what's called SEDA, the Southeast Development Area, which has not gone to public hearing, which has not completed its environmental documentation, and which the County of Fresno has written multiple communications to the City of Fresno objecting to various aspects of that plan. So the city of Fresno stating that this proposed application cannot be supported is based on an assumption that that plan will be adopted. But since it has not been adopted, it's not appropriate, in our opinion, to take that into consideration until there is an actual real document on the record. Okay, if you go to number one, Jeremy. So we take exception with the staff determination that the there are no extraordinary circumstances relating to the property. As I stated earlier, this property is similar to less than 10% of the other properties in the area. While unique means one of a kind, being less than 10% is substantial. If you could go to the aerial photograph, which is number two, please. Mike. In addition, as shown on the on this exhibit, the property is essentially bifurcated by the eucalyptus grove located in the front of the property. So that, between that aspect, the existing 1 acre piece that is located in the property, we do believe that there are unique circumstances and that is substantially different than other properties within the area that have the same zoning. The second finding regarding preservation and enjoyment of substantial property right. Again, 92% of the properties in this area have lots less than 20 acres. They have a substantial property right to have lots, 2 acres in size, 4 acres in size, 5 acres in size. Staff, in their report, avers that that is not a substantial property right. We disagree. We believe it is indeed a substantial property right that these property owners should have the same opportunity and the same rights as the other properties in the area that are less than 20 acres. And again, denying the variance request will in fact deny the applicant the same right that 92% of the other property owners in the area have. The second part of the variance request has to do with waiving the road frontage requirement. And if you look at the exhibit showing up on the screen, you will see the properties highlighted in magenta. There's one there, two there, two there. Those are all properties that have been created without public road frontage. So again, other properties in the area have had the right, the property right, the substantial property right to be developed without public road frontage and be less than 20 acres in size. I'm pleased to say we concur with staff that we do not believe there's any adverse impact on the adjoining properties. And then on finding four, and Jeremy, if you could go to my slide number four. We disagree with staff that the proposed variance is in contrary to the general plan policies. As shown on the screen, you will see there are multiple general plan policies relating to the providing housing within the community, goal HA, policy HB.5, goal HC, policy HC.1, all refer to providing alternative housing sizes and opportunities throughout the entire county area. Policy LUA.7, while on one hand seems to take a stand regarding protecting agricultural properties, as shown in the highlighted portion of it, which is my highlight, not it's not in the actual general plan text, it provides the decision-making body, this body, the opportunity to look at unique circumstances and make a decision regarding any potential impacts from approving a variance. So we disagree with staff. We believe that the findings can indeed be made We feel that the proposed development, and if you'd go to the parcel map, please. Or you could call up your exhibit. You have the parcel map.
Oh, you want the
proposed parcel map. As shown on this exhibit, the proposed development will not change any agricultural land development within the area. The eucalyptus grove will be eliminated and that will become two housing lots. The balance of the property that's currently in agricultural development will remain in agricultural development. And then the other two lots will be are being created to recognize the existing homes that are on the property. We feel it's pretty clear that the findings can be made. We appreciate your consideration. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have. As I indicated, a representative of the family and are here and they'd like to make a address to you as well. I'm prepared to answer any questions you may have and if necessary, provide any rebuttal to any issues that are raised.
Thank you. Quick question. Addressing that 1 acre parcel on exhibit 4, when it shows the subject property, it cuts that 1 acre parcel out. Is it your contention or are you saying that that's already a separate parcel or you're including that in the 21.95 acres?
I believe that's included in the 21.95 acres is okay. Based on the direction we've been given by staff.
If we were, and I can't say that we will, but if we did support that 1 acre parcel as approved by the Board of Supervisors 40 years ago, is there an easement to that property, or that's why you would request, I see it was proposed access 60, to, what, 10 foot, or how many feet wide, 60?
To that point, Mr. Abraham, I'm sorry to interrupt,
go ahead.
If I might. Again, if you had the opportunity to review the documentation that we provided, as part of the Board of Supervisors' actions, an easement was granted to the property. As part of the board of, and the easement was granted subsequent to the board approval. In addition, a water well easement was also recorded for that property as part of the, as required by the variance provided by the county.
What I'm getting at is, I mean, as many years ago, and whatever happened has expired, but I'm willing to consider. And we'll hear more testimony, so I can change my mind. But at this point, if we went forward for that 1 acre, we'd have to, I guess, reestablish that there would be an easement. Is that correct, staff?
You would need the, yes, you would need to allow the variance to stand to not require the road frontage. Because it is less than 5 acres, therefore it requires road frontage, but if we waive that, as they did previously, the existing easement that's in place would be fine, or they could record a different easement if they so desired, if they wanted to widen it. There is an existing easement to the property. You can see it at the very bottom. It's very narrow, I think it's 15
feet. It's 60 feet wide.
Yeah, so that or they could go wider.
Okay. Any other questions of the speaker? Thank you very much. Oh, Commissioner Quist.
So you mentioned the city's, what did you call it? CETA, okay?
Yes, sir.
But on the staff report, page three, it says, the city commented that the property is designated for medium density residential development in the city's general plan, which is generally defined as 5 to 12 dwelling units per acre. Okay, it just stops right there. Then they happen to mention in addition to CETA, which I'm not sure CETA is applicable here in this instance, or using that as that it's not in place. But it says the city's general plan is for medium residential 5 to 12. And if we were to approve this, that this certainly wouldn't meet what the city is seeing in the future. Do you have a response for that?
I do. First of all, I've been involved in land use planning for quite some time. And while I'm not one to offhandedly dismiss general plan programs and policies, they are, when all comes is said, color on paper and plans. The reality of that actually coming into fruition within multiple generations, in my opinion, I would say within at least one generation, is somewhat questionable. Notwithstanding that fact, there it will be a remaining 13 acres of property that could be developed with residential development. Back in the, I will say, the good old days of the 80s, it was not unusual for property developers to go into what was then previously designated as RR zone property and buy the remaining portions of people's properties. You know, they only needed like a 3/4 acre for their house, and they would buy the remaining property for development and gather it all together. That opportunity, by leaving the 13.53 plus or minus acres, still allows an opportunity for higher density residential development to take place, especially if they wish to join it with other properties. So I do not see a conflict with the plan.
Okay. Any other comments? Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, and just one, as you realize, you are at a bare minimum for for a quorum. I don't know when or if I would, but if they are, I may request a continuance, depending, but I'm not prepared to do so at this moment.
Well, I'll say we have about 10 or 15 minutes before we may lose our quorum. So
I understand.
I want people to have a chance to be heard. I just don't know how much discussion there will be.
I got you. I appreciate it.
You have the opportunity if you want to ask for a continuance. That's your choice.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else to speak in support of this application?
Hello. My name is Tu Chang. Address 6342 East Balch, Fresno, California, 93727. Hi, Mr. Chairman. Thank you and your colleagues, the commissioner, for the opportunity for me to speak on behalf of my family. I have here my mom and dad, my in-laws, my grandpa, and also our neighbor with the 1 acre. So I like to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about the history of our family. Our family, we are immigrants. Refugee, actually, victims of the secret Vietnam Wars. We migrate here into the United States, and we chose the city or the county of Fresno specifically because of the farming opportunities that we saw here in the Fresno County. So that's why our family, we settled here and started life. we got started, you know, and back in the 90s, our family, we, you know, start farming by doing hard, you know, farm labors, working with other farmers. We do harm, you know, eventually we grew out from there and, you know, start our own farming operations, you know, by leasing other landowners' farms and do our farm operations. Eventually, we kind of realized that, you know, throughout the years, we have to move from place to places due to, you know, landowners changing ownership and had to sell, or, you know, the land use have changed. And our family have never really got a chance to really build a foundation. We were very fortunate that in 2018, we saw this piece of property, and it was, you know, a perfect opportunity for our family to build our foundations. Therefore, that's why we purchased here through all those hard work and years of, you know, perseverance and